This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I was trained in Nevada. I did undergrad at UNLV. I went to medical school at UNR, did my last year at UCLA, came back to Las Vegas to do a residency. I opened up my practice here. I taught at local medical schools. So I know the Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada medical landscape pretty well. But Nevada is ranked number 48 in doctor availability. The doctor shortage is almost the worst in Nevada. Now, I don't have the full list to go through all the states, but and I couldn't talk about what's going on in Arkansas or Alaska or Hawaii, but I can tell you what's going on in Nevada. And it's because you see what is the published reasons, and then you actually hear from students. You hear from the pre-med students, you hear from the actual students, you hear from the residents, and you talk to the doctors. And so the published version of this, which came from medical students from UNLV, way to go, woo-hoo, from the Kirk Kerkorian School of Medicine, students Kenny Doe, who was a second-year student, published this, Kirk Kerkorian School of Medicine, UNLV, Jennifer Doe, Eric Kawana, and Ren Zhang, who is a colorectal surgeon, looked at the state of Nevada. We have over 3 million people. I think what we have, maybe 6,200 hospital beds, which is a concern. That is not enough for a state of 3 million people. And we have 3 medical schools. Hopefully a fourth one will open up soon. And the medical schools are great, but it doesn't help you going and getting into a school that doesn't necessarily have a residency program or spot with your name on it. And so I went to UNR. At the time, there was 52 students. Now it's up to 70. So UNR, 70-person class size. Okay. I think the Kirk Kerkorian School is about 60. I need to double-check that. The Kirk Kerkorian School, I think, has about, 66 students. 66 students. Touro University, which is a DO school, they've increased their class size to 180. Now, in terms of residency positions, there's not enough for all those students. So if we're generating 300 medical students a year and graduating them, we should have at least 300 residency spots. The residencies, it's not really that simple. Right? Not everybody wants to be a surgeon or can be a surgeon. We might have a lot of surgical spots, but that doesn't mean everybody qualifies. You have a lot of, shall we say, convincing and urging that many of these students go into primary care. Well, the primary care spots fill up pretty quickly. And so when some students are like, but I would want the more coveted roles or the coveted residencies, if there's not enough of those, that could be an impediment. So, you know, people say, well, we're having issues because of the growing population and because of, there's not enough residency positions. We need more residencies, and we do. But what's happening behind the scenes? Well, behind the scenes is you have a lot of unhappy doctors. And for those of us who went through the whole 2002 fiasco, where if you had a malpractice suit, thank God I didn't, but if you had a malpractice suit, the malpractice rates were so high in Nevada that St. Paul pulled out. And so if you had St. Paul insurance, we did, you had to switch to a new one. Well, if you're case-free, if you're a virgin when it comes to malpractice cases, we got picked up right away. But anybody else couldn't get taken. If they had a prior lawsuit, they couldn't get taken. So many of the doctors I trained with and many people that, you know, that had a case, and remember, some of these cases aren't because they messed up. Some of it is, you know what, we'll just settle. You know, you don't like the scar. I did the best you can. You smoked. I don't have time to deal with a $1 million lawsuit. Let's just settle for 30 grand. So some of these doctors that are settlements had to leave. So we lost a lot of doctors in 2002. 2002, it didn't stop there. Then there were fights in terms of malpractice and tort reform. We passed tort reform, but students and residents are like, there's lawsuit happy in Nevada. Too many lawsuits. And I think the legislator tried to increase and go against the tort reform, allowing judgments to be in the millions. Well, if you're a young student and you're hearing from people who taught you, you know, that their buddy got sued, they're like, I think I'd rather go to a less litigious place. People say Las Vegas is a very not a place where people stay for long. They're more in and out. Not always. There's people who have been here for a very long time. I have. But people are concerned that you have people come in, come out. You know, are they really going to connect with their doctor? Another thing that happened in Nevada is we got hit really, really hard with Obamacare. So when the average student is thinking, I'm going to have a practice like Dr. Dahlia had, or, you know, when I went and saw her, it was great. She had her baby there. The staff was happy. They could close early. They could open up on the weekend. Those practices rarely exist anymore. If they do exist, it's because those doctors are doing concierge medicine where you have to pay a few thousand a year. And so patients are seeing this, and or students are seeing this, and they can't fathom, you know, coming out of residency and charging somebody thousands of dollars to open up a practice. Now, in terms of coming to school, getting into Kirkcorian, it's tough. It's tough. You got to have a good GPA. An MD school, really tough to get in with. UNR too. When you only have X amount of spots. So some people are like, why am I going to try Nevada? People in other states. I'll have a tough time getting in. Toro, also. Very competitive. But one thing I'm hearing from people, because I'll say, why don't you apply to some of these other schools? They're like, there's not going to be a residency. There's too many students in the class. I'm going to have too much competition. The class size is too big. So we really need to expand our residencies. We need to make the climate more hospitable to doctors. And we need to do something about the lawsuits. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So earlier this week, I told you guys about the Las Vegas Sphere, one of the coolest items that you will see, landmarks of our Las Vegas skyline. But they have some woke stuff going on when they do a movie and they have the Las Vegas experience. And I told you that people were a little shocked spending $250 tickets to see a movie that was wrought with politics and kind of an anti-population theme. And, you know, luckily I didn't pay $250 a ticket. You know, I went as a guest. But those people who did pay, they didn't look too happy coming out of that movie. The imagery was beautiful, the light, the pictures and all that, but, huh? So I was wondering when I was leaving the Sphere, and you saw thousands of people who had paid ticket. I think the ticket prices range from $180 to $250 a pop. I was wondering, I'm like, you know, how much longer are they going to be able to get people to pay these prices? Especially, you know, you go woke, you go broke. People don't want politics. They're coming to Vegas to escape, you know, reality. Well, we're hearing that the Las Vegas Sphere has lost close to $100 million. It reported an operating loss of $98.4 million for the fiscal quarter ending September 30th. This is according to Sphere Entertainment Company. They also lost their chief financial officer, Gautam Ramji. He resigned, according to SEC filing. His exit, they said, was not a result of any disagreement with the company's independent auditors or any member of management, although there was some concern. The New York Post said that Ramji suddenly quit after a bout of yelling and screaming from CBO James Dolan. Now, I don't know much about that. I haven't been following it. I guess Ramji was on the job there for about 11 months. He's being replaced by Greg Brunner. But the Sphere cost $2.3 billion. It's near the Strip, but close enough where you could walk there from the hotels. There's, from the Venetian, there's a walkway. So if you are on the Strip, you could get there. And I think the tram might also take you there, too. And it opened September 29th. U2 has a multi-month residency. And I got to tell you, the venue is going to be fantastic for concerts. But there has been some concerns that you get in there for one of the movies or the other experiences and you're going to be hit with propaganda. Now, I love our globe and I want to protect the environment, but if you're going to be spending $250 on a ticket, people walked out in front of us. Yeah, so that was what, maybe $2,000 walked out, even though they aren't going to get their ticket money back, watching the, you know, the video, the movie. Which, again, didn't have to tell a story. It could have just been the beautiful, it could have been just an experience. And so, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with that. We spend a lot of money on F1 to be in Las Vegas, which, again, I think is really, really cool. It's just not everybody's on board with it, especially with, you know, how they're transforming the Strip and the traffic. And, you know, locals seem to get the brunt sometimes of a lot of this. Now, I spoke to an Uber driver when I was going to a WNBA game. We took an Uber because I was at a conference and I stayed near the Strip, so we took an Uber over. It was easier than try to find parking. And the Uber driver was not very happy about a lot of the stuff going on. He's like, locals can't access it. It's not local friendly. Does the average local have $250 to spend on a ticket to the Sphere? You know, where's the locals day? Where's the, we used to have that in Las Vegas, you would have locals rates. And it was actually smart. What they used to do is on Mondays or during the week when it wasn't busy with the tourists and they wanted to fill up, locals had a chance to see shows, to get discounts. There was free parking, of course. Telling a local now they have to pay for parking in their own flipping city, doesn't go well. Room rates, and they just kind of stopped all that. But we, in Vegas, we have the Golden Knights, we have, you know, the Raiders. It's inaccessible. The tickets are too expensive. The rich people are going. I see my wealthy friends going. But the average person can't. I don't want to spend $250 a seat. Now, you know, for a playoff game, but the playoff games aren't $250. Playoff games are in the thousands. And so, you know, we are really starting to, I think we're going to hit a bubble. I think at some point people will not be able to spend this kind of money. And I think consumers are starting to get a little smarter. You know, we look at what's going on with restaurants where you go in for lunch, and it's almost $20 for your lunch. And even if you get something on special, $12 lunch special, after tax, tip, and drink, you're easily over $20. Convenience fees, COVID fees, all the other stuff some of these restaurants are adding. know, at some point, you can't be spending $20 for lunch. If not, people are going to be asking their employers to pay them more. Employers can't keep paying more. Things are too expensive. And it's just a vicious cycle. So Disneyland, look at how Disneyland's been kind of going back and forth on what they should do in terms of ticket price. Disneyland keeps going up. Now, you know, these tickets are almost $200. Well, yeah, at some point, somebody's going to be like, come on. Now, I have to be honest, the Disneyland experience, I mean, $250 to go into the Sphere and watch a film that made you feel bad and you know, talked about how slums and poor populations and humans are ruling the earth. I think $250 would have been way better spent for a day at Disneyland. But still, the average person doesn't have that money. You don't go to Disneyland alone. You have kids with you. You have grandma, grandpa. People are spending thousands of dollars to go to Disneyland for one day. After a while, there's like, to hell with this. It's not worth it. The movies were a perfect example of an industry that really started to feel the heat. Once COVID hit and Hollywood didn't have their back, where the movie theaters were like, please, for the love of God, release a film. And Hollywood's like, no, we want to make sure it's a good opening weekend. We don't want to release a film while there's still lockdowns in some cities, so we're going to wait. So Hollywood did not have the movie theaters' backs. Then, when finally movies were released, some of them suck. Some of these movies are really not well done. So is the average person going to spend $15, $18 for a movie ticket plus $50, $60 in snacks? No. They're like, to hell with that. I'm going to watch Netflix. I'll stay home. People are starting to be a little more wise. Look what's happening with the electric vehicles. Companies are now slowing down on their electric vehicle inventory because people aren't buying them. The average person does not have 50, 60 grand for an electric vehicle. And the average person does not live in a single family residence that has access to a carport or a charging station. People live in apartments. I mean, how is New York going to do it? You know, will all parking garages have the electrical, you know, grids? And how, nobody's thinking, you know, down the line. And when the average apartment has two people who live in it, well, that have cars, and you usually only get one parking space, have you seen any apartments have charging stations for electric cars in every single spot? Well, you're going to have to if by 2030, half of all new cars are supposed to be electric. Things are just getting too expensive. And it's going to take the consumer. The consumer has a lot of power to say, no, I'm not going to spend $20 on a pizza. Now, I feel for the restaurant owners. I think in Chicago, now they have to do more paid leave and roll over the leave. And if somebody quits, give them their leave as money. You know, you used to lose your leave when you quit. Now you have to get it and they have to give it to you in the form of a check. Employers are like, I got to make that up. I'm paying for somebody who's not working here anymore. That's a lot of money. I'm going to, you know, stick it to the consumers. So it's going to take us as consumers saying, no, we're not going to spend $250 a ticket. No, we're not going to be, you know, paying for something that gets political. We're not going to, you know, force ourselves to move just so we can have an electric car. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A recent Gallup poll says 69% of people polled believe abortion should be legal in the first 3 months of pregnancy. That same poll, 66% of Americans believe abortion should not be legal under any circumstance. For Veterans Day being observed today, but actually being tomorrow, restaurants and businesses across the U.S. recognizing the sacrifice of veterans and active duty military personnel with free meals, deals, and all sorts of discounts. Kindergarten vaccine exemptions have reached a historic high. Data from the CDC reveals a decrease in the number of children receiving vaccinations compared to the period before the pandemic. Mortgage rates down for a second straight week to about 7.5%. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last week or two, you heard that Walmart was going to have sensory-friendly hours. Like, what the hell is that? And Walmart is usually ahead of the curve. I have to give Walmart a lot of credit. They will raise their wages months before it gets legislated to. And they know how to capture, they see the writing on the wall, and they will, they're PR geniuses, but they will be the first to do something, or try to be the first to do something, so that it doesn't look forced. Which is it's really a good PR trick. You know, before somebody asks for donations, and you know if it's happening, you donate. You say, I'd like to donate to your cause. I think it's a great cause. We were just about to ask for donations. But because you did it without them asking, you get extra points. So it, just like, ask to help. Once your boss asks you to do something, now, like, you have to do it. But if you're like, listen, I'm about to leave for the week. Was there anything you needed tidied up, you know, that you needed so you could go home? Well, I did need this, you know, draft, sent to, I don't know, IT or whatever, or marketing. I'll do that for you. Not a problem. Anything else? Fantastic. You have a great week. Okay, that, rather than him going, you know what, I'm about to leave. Can you do this for me? So it's something I've always employed, and it's been pretty successful. But Walmart has announced plans to bring sensory-friendly shopping hours to its stores. This is being reported by San Francisco Gate and multiple other news outlets. The mega chain had first tested sensory-friendly shopping during the 2023 back-to-school season and said in a press release that the biggest piece of feedback was keep it going. So during the back-to-school season, the press release said we changed the TV walls to a static image. We turned off the radio, lowered the lights where possible, and the feedback of the program was overwhelmingly positive. These changes seem small to some, but for others, they transform the shopping experience. Now, Walmart's going to bring back some of those same shopping conditions back to its stores beginning today, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in some locations, not all of them. There's going to be some sensory-friendly conditions. Make it easier on the eyes and ears. Now, some people, some of their feedback was they liked that there was less noise. They liked that it was more quiet. The loudspeaker annoyed certain people. No radio, static image on TV's calm experience. Some people really, really liked. So who is this helping? Well, you know, do people look at Walmart as a chaotic scene? I know those who suffer from autism would definitely appreciate less sensory bombardment. Individuals who suffer from epilepsy and a seizure disorder may not want necessarily to see flickering images. I think it's a something very easy for people to do and for them to advertise. Hey, guys, you know, we have kind of a quieter store. I just don't know how, if they're encompassing all the sensory-friendly things needed, because I got to tell you, when I go into Walmart, I hear screaming and crying and people arguing and, you know, there's not enough room for your cart, so it's, excuse me. See, I don't like the crowds. Now, 8 to 10 a.m. is usually a quieter time because many people are at work. On the weekend, 8 to 10 a.m. may be busier. But during a work week, so for those people that say, look, I don't want to get COVID or I don't want to get sick, when's the best time to shop? Shopping 8 to 10 a.m. might work. So some people might find it to be more silent and more quiet just because there's fewer people. So this is going to be 8 to 10 a.m. local time, even Saturdays. Actually, it is going to be all Walmart locations and Puerto Rico stores beginning today. Now, I don't really go near the TV section, so I'm not going to notice it. I don't really ever hear, attention, Walmart shoppers. I don't usually hear that when I'm there. Maybe it's going, I can't tell because there's always people talking. It's really busy. The Walmarts are really busy. But I haven't been using that much Walmart because I've been using Amazon. So they're trying to get people back into the stores. Walmart store manager says several associates expressed the desire to continue because of autism. Many people have autism spectrum disorder and neurodiversity. So, yeah, I think it's a cool thing. Now, so sensory-friendly shopping, you know, hopefully it helps. Walmart is, I don't want to say struggling per se, but since COVID, many of us diehard Walmart shoppers drop them for Amazon. I probably have only been in Walmart twice since the pandemic, and I was in there every week. So, you know, they're losing money. I had to go into Walmart because I needed to buy a toy for my niece, and I only wanted to pick up a toy, I ended up spending $219. So Walmart, if they are having issues, it's that I needed to just get toothpaste, and I walked out spending $100. Walmart is genius on putting things out there and making you think you need them. Or, you know what, there's a sale, so I might as well buy it now. I don't know what I bought. I bought the toy, and then I bought toothpaste. I didn't need the toothpaste, but I did. I'm like, well, while I'm here. Then I bought some food, and then I decided to buy a birthday cake, and it just went up from there. I bought some fruit. I bought some food. So it, and I'm glad I'm using it, but I'm afraid to walk into a Walmart now because I don't want to drop $200-$300. That's why Amazon got popular. A lot of people are very upset with Amazon, and they're even finding that the Amazon prices are much higher than prices at Walmart, all that. But people will still say they save money because if they need deodorant, they just go on, hit deodorant. If they have Prime, they can, that's it with the cart, submit cart, checkout. They just bought deodorant. Mind you, Amazon does try to do the impulse shopping where you'll see pictures of stuff. I get it. You know, show me candy. Say there's candy on sale from Halloween. I am all over it. I'm sold. You had me at candy. It didn't even have to be on sale. But for the most part, if I'm like, ooh, I need more dog food, I'll go on to the dog food, click, walk away. And I just saved myself hundreds of dollars of buying stuff I didn't need. My husband does that. Like, I'm going to go to Bass Pro Shops to walk around, and then I'll buy something. You know, that walk costs a couple hundred dollars. I'm like, you could have gone on a treadmill. I like Bass Pro Shops a lot. But, you know, so we'll see what happens. With the holiday season coming up, we always give you guys advice on things you could do to save money. I was looking at Christmas gifts early. And, yes, things are pretty darn expensive. Some of these toys should not be the price they are. Now, things I think are really, really good presents are like throw blankets. Throw blankets. Walmart is genius with those. They sell throw blankets for $15, $20. It's a great gift. People always need an extra blanket. And it's useful. It lasts. It doesn't go away. I think gift cards are also fantastic. If you're like, look, I just don't want to spend more than $50. And between tax and tip, now people are asking for tip. When you go to some of these retail stores, I don't think Walmart, but some of these other retail stores, they're asking for tip. You're like, it's not going to look like 50 bucks. Well, if it's not going to look like 50 bucks, give a $50 gift certificate. They just do that. Just give a $50 gift certificate. This way, you show, you know, you get the biggest bang for your buck. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So no more medical questions today, but I had received two requests for tipping. What should, unless they wanted me to tip them for listening to the show. I don't think there's enough money to get you to listen to my show. But what is the proper tip? Do you tip the owner? Are owners not supposed to be tipped? Is it really 20% or is it now 25%? So I've told you guys what I tipped. When the going rate was 15, I always tipped 20 because I waited tables in the 90s. I always told my husband, always tip extra. And he's like, it's expensive. And the tip 15% is a good tip. I go, I know what they go through, tip extra. Well, now it's not considered extra. 20% is now considered, in fact, when you get a drink or order something, it's even asking for 22%, 25%, 30% tip. So for those of you going, I tip good, I tip 20%. Nope, society's going to think it's a bad tip. The fact that we're seeing videos of either Uber Eats or DoorDash or Grubhub drivers spitting on food or cussing at people for a $5 tip for a $12 meal, I don't know if we can do this 20% range. Now, I am no tipping expert. I live in Las Vegas, so valets, I told you guys, I tip going in and going out now. Because if they don't communicate, somebody's going to think I didn't tip. So I'll tip going in and I'll tip going out. That starts to get costly. And I can't say this is half of your tip. You don't want to sit there and talk about the tip. So if you want to tip $10 or $20, but you don't think the person getting your car is going to know that, you're like, okay, well then why don't I tip five now, five later? They're going to think, oh, you just gave me a $5 tip and that was it. So it's frustrating because you don't want to look like you're under tipping. So Reader's Digest has made a guide of that. What they did is they compiled this list based on experienced etiquette experts. So home deliveries. If Amazon drivers are coming to your home or doing a delivery, they say give them $5 to $20 in cash in an envelope if the delivery is extra large. How many of you have been tipping your Amazon drivers? We're paying for Prime. We think they're going to get some of that cut. But if they're coming to you in, you know, rain, sleet, and snow, just like the mailman, are you tipping your mailman? Are you tipping your Amazon drivers? If it's a big box that you're getting, got to tip about 20 bucks. Mail carriers, they say no tip on individual deliveries, but small holiday gifts are okay. Gifts must be under $50 per year. So for those of you that asked last year, what are you allowed to give U.S. workers or government workers? Under $50 is what I heard also. You could give them a scarf. You could give them gloves. You could give them a hat of their favorite team. You could give them a gift card. We talk about mail carriers and we talk about Christmas gifts. Furniture and appliance delivery. You tip them $20 or 15% of the price. I think it's even higher than $20 now. If somebody's, you know, bringing upstairs a washer or dryer or installing your refrigerator, I know you pay for it, but you do tip. You do tip the person doing it. They say give 15% of the price or at least a 20. Special deliveries, flowers, or gifts. If even though the tip is, so like, let's say my husband, like, you know, Dahlia, I'm sending you flowers. I tell him not to save money, but he does. And I go, oh my God, those are for me? I should go to my purse and give him a tip. Even though the tip is included, Reader's Digest is saying, if you're a recipient of it, also tip. Movers, $20 per person per day and $50 for a supervisor. So I've moved multiple times, and there's somebody there barking orders and sitting down, sitting around, and then everybody else is working. The guy barking orders, you hand him 50 bucks. Everybody else working their butt, you could give him 20. I would give more to those. Yeah. My husband would give 100 and say split it up, but I would say separate it because just in case they don't split it. The guy didn't tip. That bastard, he didn't tip. And you're like, no, I gave one of them $100. You didn't get it? That's frustrating. All right. Personal services. Your house cleaners. If they charge you a certain amount, you're still supposed to tip them 15 to 20%. They say business managers or owners, no tip is required. So still to this day, they're saying that a business manager or owner isn't supposed to be tipped. I always see, to me, every place I go to is usually the owner or the manager. So, of course, I'm going to still tip. But apparently, according to Reader's Digest, you don't have to tip the owner. I don't think they got the memo. I'd still tip. They said leave a 5-star online review or a thank you note, but I would still tip. Lyft, Uber, and other drivers, a minimum of 15-20% of the bill. Home service providers, like if they're coming to fix your plumbing, give $10 or $20 of cash. Your dog groomer, your pet sitter, your dog walker, 10 to 15% of the bill. Gift card add-on, 10 to 20% of service charge. Now, that I have a problem with. If I'm at a restaurant and I'm like, you know what, I want to pick up a gift card. You really have to tip on the gift card? The company's making that money. But you're supposed to tip 10, 20% for somebody giving you a gift card. Your personal trainer or fitness instructor, they say give them $10 to $20 each time. Hairstylist, 15 to 20% plus $5 to $10 for their assistant. Nail technicians, 10 to 20%, but if they do some real good nail art, give them more. Massage therapist, $15 of the price. Restaurant is 15 to 20%. So it's not 20% absolute, but now you see it's going 15 to 20%. Takeout is 10 to 15% of the total check. People do takeout to save money because they don't have to buy drinks and they could tip less. You still have to tip 10 to 15% for takeout because they got the food ready. Bartenders, I get asked this all the time. Bartenders are 10 to 15% of a bill or $2 per drink. Now, you know, that is, I think, under. I think you pay bartenders a little more than that. But $2 a drink is what they say. Your barista, $1, unless your drink is more complicated. So you always tip whoever you're getting coffee from. Food delivery, 10 to 15% or $2 to $5. I'm telling you right now, they don't like the $2 tip. I don't give $2 tips. I'll give at least $5. But once you saw the videos of people getting mad for the $5 tip, I don't even know what to tell you for food delivery. That scares me. Hospitality. Oh, your personal grocery shopper. Give them 10 to 15% of the bill. And if the tip's already included, still give them a few extra dollars. That's what Reader's Digest is saying. Hospitality. Your hotel housekeeping should get $1 to $3 per night plus $5 for any extra services. I'll sometimes leave a 5 or 10, but I usually don't have housekeeping come in. Valets, $5 to $10, but tip more if you have special requests. The $5 to $10 tip is nice, but they're really looking for a 20, you know, these days. And they'll put your car in a good spot. Your bellhop, $2 to $3 a bag, $5 for room delivery. So if they come up to bring up your bags, give them at least a 5. Usually, you know, if it's more than me and it's the family, I'll give them a 20. A doorman, $5 to $20. Now, that's a lot. Somebody's opening the door for you. I'd rather save the $20. I'm like, you don't have to open the door. But so those are the tips according to Reader's Digest. I agree with most of them. Some of them I think are a little low. I really think you should tip. If it's the owner of the store and they're doing a service, they deserve a tip. But I got to tell you, it's getting expensive. When you look at all the money you're spending on tip, it starts to make you think, you know what, I think I'm going to open my own door. I think I'm going to clean my own room. Maybe I'll cut my own hair, do my own nails. If I get an upper lip wax, I got a tip of $50 because that's taking them hours. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.